The State Department of Corrections has decided to lock down its prisons for the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, while other New Yorkers go outside to watch the moon block out the sun, inmates and staff will be kept inside. Some may never have another chance to see a total solar eclipse. The next one in New York won't be for another 55 years. A small group of inmates is suing the state over this. They say watching the eclipse is part of their religious freedom. That's on this edition of Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Long Run Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor in Lake Placid, providing comprehensive wealth management, retirement, and financial planning solutions. LongRunWealth.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Grindin. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. First, a winter storm warning is in effect for Clinton, Essex, Franklin, and northern St. Lawrence counties until Friday morning. The National Weather Service says the area could get 6 to 15 inches of heavy snow, with 16 to 22 inches in some places. A light glaze of ice is also possible. The heaviest snowfall is expected to occur overnight, Wednesday into Thursday, likely impacting the morning commute. Forecasts predict less snow for Jefferson and Lewis counties and the rest of St. Lawrence County. Those areas could still see several inches. Travelers are advised to keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in their vehicles. They should also allow extra time and slow down if travel is necessary. Next Monday, April 8th, will be a massive day for the North Country. Most of the region is in the path of totality for the solar eclipse. About 170,000 people are expected to travel to the region. There'll be outdoor festivals in Plattsburgh and Watertown, Tupper Lake, and Governor. But there's one group of people that will be forced to stay indoors. Prisoners. New York has issued a lockdown for all state correctional facilities during the eclipse. Emily Russell reports.
There are 44 state prisons in New York. Many are in the western and northern regions of the state. That means that many are in the path of totality for next Monday's solar eclipse. But nearly all of the state's more than 32,000 inmates will be inside that afternoon. New York's Department of Corrections and Community Supervision is canceling all visits and programs and enforcing a lockdown from 2 to 5 p.m. on Monday.
Canceling all these programs and keeping people in their cells, let alone during this sort of monumental celestial event, seems unnecessary and harmful.
That's Benjamin Heller. He's a senior associate at the Vera Institute of Justice in New York. The state says the three-hour lockdown is part of its effort to ensure the safety of inmates and staff. But Heller says it could have the opposite effect later on.
Even if in the short term a total lockdown means that nothing is going to happen, we know that, you know, facilitating positive experiences and giving people access to recreation and visitation and things like that is a way to reduce violence, not just among incarcerated people, but towards staff as well.
The state's Department of Corrections declined to be interviewed for this story. In a statement, it did say it would provide eclipse glasses to all inmates and staff, though it's unclear how many will actually be able to see the eclipse from their housing units. Meanwhile, in neighboring Vermont, officials say they're planning an eclipse viewing event for at least one prison in the path of totality. In Texas, which is also in the path of totality, prison officials say they're not planning any special events, but they're also not instituting a lockdown. The Federal Bureau of Prisons also said it won't be locking down its facility in the Adirondacks. John Roberts is with NYSCOBA, a union that represents state corrections officers in New York. He thinks New York is just being cautious, considering that there could be a real strain on emergency services and limited cell coverage.
I think they're just trying to take a proactive approach, and 3 hours isn't the end. I mean, there's still wreck inside the dormitories for the medium facilities. Of course, maximum facilities, they will be still, you know, in their cells for that time. But it's not like it's a severe amount of time or a whole day.
Roberts worked at Clinton Correctional in Dannemora. He says allowing incarcerated people outside for the eclipse would be really complicated and potentially dangerous. Some of these facilities, like in Dannemora, have more than 1,000 inmates. Putting them all out in a rec yard at once would come with its own risks. The 3-hour lockdown during the eclipse will also impact prison staff. They'll be required to work wherever they're assigned. Robert says that kind of restriction is just one you get used to when you work in prisons.
Unfortunately, corrections, you know, my 17 years this year I'll have in, I've missed many Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, birthdays, weddings of friends and family over the years because we, like we said, we're 24/7, 365.
For many incarcerated people and some staff, Monday's total solar eclipse would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The next time New York will be in the path of totality will be 55 years from now. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
The State Department of Corrections says it's enforcing the eclipse lockdown to protect the safety of inmates and staff. But some inmates are pushing back. They argue that they should be allowed to view the eclipse because of their constitutional right to religious freedom. A group of inmates, including one from Lake Placid, is suing the state on those grounds. Emily Russell spoke with Madeline Bird, one of the attorneys representing the inmates.
Religious freedom for everyone in this country is paramount, and I think it's a worthy cause to be able to represent prisoners. You know, by definition, if you're incarcerated, you're not guaranteed many rights. But one of the rights that you are guaranteed by the Constitution and that Congress has reinforced time and time again, as well as the courts, is the right to practice your sincerely held religious beliefs. And I really was taken by these plaintiffs, you know, their statements and their declarations and why this eclipse is important and significant to them.
And what is it about a solar eclipse that has a religious connection for some folks?
As long as solar eclipses have been happening and humans have been witnessing them, we've been trying to come up with reasons for why they happen. And a lot of the explanations for eclipses throughout history have come from various religions. Just to give a few examples, and we list this in the lawsuit, one that I was less familiar with is the religion of Islam. The story goes, and many Muslims believe, that when there's an eclipse, you're supposed to do a special prayer. And the purpose behind that prayer is from when Muhammad lost one of his favorite sons, Ibrahim, there was allegedly a solar eclipse at that same time. And so Muhammad himself prayed this prayer, which is called in English the eclipse prayer. So, you know, that's just one example. But then there's also a similar story kind of in Christianity, which is that many people believe that when Jesus was crucified, actually, there might have been an eclipse because there are verses in the Bible that refer to the sky going dark when it was otherwise supposed to be light. And so there are certain Christians who believe that it's a time to get together, to congregate, you know, just generally to appreciate who they believe created this earth and who created the sun and the moon and everything in between.
What is the hope for this lawsuit? Is it just that the plaintiffs and inmates in other similar religious situations will be able to see the eclipse? Or is the intent that, you know, every inmate in a New York State prison would be able to watch the eclipse on Monday?
Yeah, that's a fair question. The complaint itself and this motion is narrowly tailored to inmates who suggest or who request a religious accommodation and who are able to explain why they have or need for a religious accommodation. I will point out, though, that obviously in an ideal world, everyone would be able to view the eclipse. It's not kind of a big ask to let people go outside in the prison yard when they normally would on any other day during this time. So while the complaint is focused on this particular group of people, personally, I believe that everyone should be able to view it.
How has the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision responded to the lawsuit?
The court has set a deadline for noon today for the Department of Corrections to respond and say whether they were going to waive a hearing or whether they would have be okay with a magistrate judge hearing the case. And we heard back by a filing just before noon that they wanted to waive the hearing. We don't want to waive the hearing. We think that it's important for these plaintiffs and others similarly situated to be heard. But we've had a conference with the court, and we're hopeful that we can work with docs, and hopefully they'll be able to come to some sort of resolution in the near future. Obviously, this thing is coming up on Monday.
That was attorney Madeline Bird speaking with Emily Russell. Bird is with the legal firm that's representing 6 inmates, including one from Lake Placid, who are suing the state over the planned prison lockdown during Monday's solar eclipse. There's more news online all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Caitlin Scholl of Lake Placid. I'm Lucy Grindin. North Country Public Radio.